Glad that he did save me. That's the thing of people of this world, they don't understand. They don't really comprehend exactly why we love them the way that we do and the reason why we do this. Try my best. Lord, help me. We'll be reading over in Luke chapter 12. I had this thought on, the Lord put this thought on my heart and about a week ago. Just here and there, just little nuggets here and there. And we'll be starting in verse 16, and it said, "And he spake in a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought up forth plentiful, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But the Lord said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" I'm going to stop right there. And I just had this little thought of what you got invested in. What you got, what have you been working for? What all you got stored up? What all we got put together nowadays? We got this built up, this man. We got a rich man who spent all of his life and took everything they can to bestow and make better for himself and take all the time to show that he put everything together for himself. He made everything the way it was. Everything was perfect. He didn't need anything. He had all the money, the riches, the food, the barns. He had everything. It was to the point that he had so much that he had to tear down what he had to fit the rest of it in there. He was bountiful. He wasn't needing nothing. But the issue was that he had all that, but he didn't have the thing that mattered the most. He didn't have God with him. And I mean, it said it. He called him a fool. He said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." It's just one of them you kind of ask yourself and you think about people and you ask yourself, if I was told today that my soul was required of me, what am I going to do? If you were told right now, would you have peace, or would you sit there and tremble in your own heart? Because you know, In your own heart, you know where you're going. You know what you don't have. You know what you do have on this earth. But in reality, when you ain't here, where's it going? It's going to go to somebody else, and then somebody else is going to have it. Then when they die, somebody else is going to have it. At the end of the day, what all do we have to show for? What all do we have? Worldly possessions, or do we have earthly possessions? What do we have at the end of this? And it says also in verse 34, chapter 12, it said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, that's where it all is. That's where your mindset is. That's where your body is. You could care less about anything else. It's the same as Belshazzar and Daniel talking about. Lord called upon him, wrote on the wall that your days are numbered, because he disrespected his stuff. He knew what was going to happen. I bet you he would have never thought that day when he woke up and got that stuff out of there that the Lord would say, your days are numbered. That rich man who got that stuff right there, he did not know that night when he said to himself that I'm going to do all this, he did not know that the Lord was going to come at him and say, "You're a fool, and your soul is required of you tonight." We don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know. Because it says that over in, let's see here, it says over that, and I think that's Proverbs 27, I believe. It said, "Boast not in tomorrow." You don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know what the issue of tomorrow. You could be perfectly fine. I could be perfectly fine with the next breath that I have, but in the next 2 seconds, I could drop down dead on this floor. I have no control over that. So what have you been invested in? Where is your heart? Where is your treasure at? Where are you investing your life into, your heart, your soul? When it comes down to it, what have you put it all into? It's the same as the rich young ruler. Lord told him what he needs to be saved, and he told him what he said, you have plentiful, but you're lacking. You kept the commandments, but you're lacking one thing. Give your earthly possessions and give it to the poor, and come and follow me. And he bowed his head in sorrowness because he knew he could not do that, because he said he was very rich. He could not get rid of them possessions that he had. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to give up anything. Nobody wants to accept the fact that they can't do it on their own. They think that they can buy their way, as he said this morning, that they can work their way into it. There's nothing that we can do. You can spend all your life making money, but that's why all these people, you find out all these rich people get all depressed and get anxiety, and they end up committing suicide. They got everything in the world, but they do not have happiness. Why do they not have happiness? Because they don't have God. They've invested in the wrong thing. I mean, they take all this time, they get build up a fame and fortune for themselves and have a big name known across the earth, but they do not have the same thing. I don't have half, even a percent of their net worth, brother. But I have everything that I could ever ask for. I have everything that I could ever ask for, anything that I could ever need. You don't need all the money, because all the money is just evil. The love of that money is going to cause you to want more. And it says the love of money is root of all evil. And it makes you sit there and wonder how they have all this and that. But us in this little old church here tonight can be content with what little bit that we have. I don't have much. Just a little bit, and I just have God, and I have my wife. I don't have much. I don't have no big sum of money, no big house. But he's given me everything that I could ever want. Amen. And more than I could ever ask for. Yeah. He's given me a place beyond this earth. He's given me a chance. He gave me a place. I could care less about the mansion, brother, and the fact that I get to be with him. The fact that I don't have to spend eternity in a hell, that's enough. It's one that we need to get, and I'm talking to myself more than anybody, we need to get serious about this stuff and really invest and really get stuff and really put the time and effort, because we can have everything that we can get on here. But what is that going to show on the next life? What are we going to see in heaven? Because the Lord doesn't need it. He doesn't need us to do anything. He doesn't need any help at all. Because it says it says in 23, it said, the life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. 24, it says, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, and neither have a storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Take the consideration of that. You could literally, most of us, and I'm talking to myself, I don't have that kind of faith, brother. I wish I did. To know that I don't need anything in this world to take care of myself. There is nothing in myself that I absolutely need to do that the Lord will take care of. The ravens don't do anything but go out there and eat. The birds just go out there and eat it. It's laid out on the table. All you have to do is go and get it. He don't need no help. He's already got it all laid out. He's taking the time and has everything everywhere, but we want to get our own way. We want to get our own stuff and say that I accomplished this. That man gets in the way in that pride, and we all just want it to be because of us and what we did, instead of recognizing that how little we are and realize how much we cannot do. And you have the example of them too, of the two there that they both had a lot of this and they invested their time in a lot of worldly things. I'm going to switch over here to Timothy chapter 2. You don't have to turn there, but either way, in chapter 4, talking about this Paul speaking, writing to Timothy and in chapter 4, verse 6, man who's literally started his life persecuting Christians, hating everything about it, invested his beginning of his life in that, and God turned him around and spent everything that he had, the rest of his life, on a mission trip practically to do everything he could to spread the gospel, having true faith that God took care of him. He didn't work no job. He's taken care of by God. Say verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Number 7, as I fought a good fight, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only to me, but unto all them that love his appearing. And he knew that even in the time that he knew that he was about to be killed, he still had the strength to keep the faith.
Yes, sir.
He's invested way too much into this. God, he really had, he was, his treasure was right there. There was his treasure.
Yes.
Other rich mans that you hear about that have all the money and everything, most of the time you don't hear it that way. Most of the time whenever they get to the point where they're about to die, they don't want to die. Most of the time they don't want to. They don't have no peace in that. And it wasn't even the fact of it just caught him off guard. He said, I am now ready to be offered.
Yeah.
I just pray for myself and for anybody that just want to I would love to get some of that. I need to take the time and invest myself more. I don't do it enough, and the Lord knows all about that. It's more at me than anybody else, but I'm glad of the bit that I have, and I'm thankful. You sit back and look back of what you could have been, and what He's helped me with, and what He has put in my life. It's the least that I could do to take the little time and spend just a little time with Him.
Amen.
And take the time to plant a seed here and there. If He can save me from an eternal hell and put me in a place where He gets to see me, or I get to see Him, just because He loved me, brother.
Yes.
Not because I was good in any form. Because He loved me. Least that we could do as born again believers is invest a little bit of time in that.
Yeah.
And take the time and really just get in touch with Him. And I say that to anybody, and if you ain't saved, I just wish I could do something. I wish there was something that I could do to get any. I don't want to see anybody go that route, brother, but I know there's nothing that I can do about it. All I can do is throw a seed out there and pray.
Yeah.
I have people on my heart, put burdens on my heart, and the Lord knows all about that. Just kind of feel that, you know, the fruit's just not there, or you just have, you know, you just worry about them. Just need to take the time and just throw that seed out there and invest our life into that. Is it not worth one more soul? One more soul. Forget that everything else in the world is not worth to reach out that hand to that one last person. Because that could be their last moment. It could be your last moment today. The Lord called you today and said, you're dying tonight. How are you going to sleep at night? How are you going to sleep? How are you going to be the rest of the day? You know where you're going. I know where I'm going. I thank the Lord for it. Just ask if anybody, I just pray and hope that anybody who doesn't know will at least give them a chance. And Lord bless them. And please, yes, show them mercy. If he showed me some, he could show anybody else some. He's got plenty of it to go around.
God bless you. Appreciate the good word. Amen.